Ai, kia ora koutou katoa, e hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te hika, iwa tākou māwhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai, rungi te waia kōreo ko Tirina Moke tērā, ai, koia rā te kai haka haere matua mō Raukura Haura o Tainui, ai, me tētahi honunga ki taku hakapai, ki te kainga nei no reira me tāuri ake tātou ki aia e tēnā koe, Tirina.
Oh, morena!
Ai, nei rati mea tu kia koe, hei whaiwā ki te kōrero kia hau i te ata nei. Nō reira, ai, tika tonu ki taka taku haka pai no te kāinga hoki koe he honunga ki Pukepoto.
Hi, my whānau is Kamareira.
Thank you again for joining us this morning and giving us a lot of kōrero around the Waikato healthcare providers. And maybe us up here in Te Tai Tukuru may be able to take some of that to see how we can be dealing with COVID up in the area. Anyway, I just wanted to see how yourselves down in the Waikato area are preparing with not only the testing but also the vaccines at the moment. Are you able to give us a little kōrero with that?
Oh, yeah, kia ora. Hey, on my dad's side, I'm from a little place called Kawhia. And there was a positive case a couple of days ago. So what happened very quickly, it was Ngā Marae o Kawhia Moana mobilised. And so we were able to set up vaccinations and testing sites yesterday in Kawhia. And then we were on the other side of the harbour in Taharoa today in Marakopa and then back to Kawhia tomorrow. So for us, probably exactly like all the whanaunga from Taitokero is you just mobilise. I think that's the beauty of Hauora Māori providers is that you are able to get up and respond in real time and you don't wait for permission.
And so in regards to mobilising and getting everybody to come together in that instance, how was the best way to be able to communicate with everybody and get all the whānau going? Was everybody allocated roles and asked to continue to spread the message to come together, or all the marae just sort of have a network where they're able to communicate the same message?
You did both. So you have your marae communications and then you had people on the ground who would be able to communicate. And how we did it was we involved all the right people. So that the communication out to the people was the same communication. It was clear and it was easy for people to understand where the sites were going to be set up, what time and where. Make it easy for people to be able to access.
And so we have spoken about how the marae and the whānau have mobilised with that positive case amongst yourselves down in Kawhia. What was the involvement with the non-Māori health providers?
Actually, they supported us. So in terms of we had Waikato DHB, but clearly we moved to the mandate and the direction of the marae of Kawhia Moana, and we were supported by Waikato Tainui as well. So we worked together.
And with all of that happening pretty much in the last 24 to 48 hours, what are some of the main messages that you'll be able to share with us up here in Te Tai Tukuru that you've seen were some of the kaupapa, some of the instances that yourself prioritised?
I think for us is that, you know, it is, we did see people who are scared, who are frightened. And actually that turned out to be a big motivator in terms of people who came out to get tested and to get vaccinated. So some of the fence sitters came off the fence and got vaccinated. So for us it actually was good. I think also the support of the community to get this done. And I think what wasn't helpful is some of the kōrero that you would see on Facebook pages. And, you know, the information, you know, in the gossiping and all of that kind of rubbish that was on the Facebook pages, it's not helpful.
Absolutely. A lot of the focus around both being vaccinated and not being vaccinated has been fear. So there's been fear to get vaccinated, and there's also the fear of what may happen if we're not. Has there been anything set up in regards to supporting our whānau to not only just go in and get it done and encouraging our people and saying this is what you need to get done, but also a focus around being able to bring our whānau back down and make them feel comfortable to make the decision themselves?
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, that's crucial. So you got to provide access to vaccinations and testing. That's one thing. But then you got to provide a space where whānau can come together, or if it was marae, can come together and have a kōrero and ask those questions. Ask those questions that they that are making them hesitant to go and get the vaccinated. But ask those questions to actually Māori people that actually know, whether that be doctors, nurses, or the ones that work in that kind of profession. And it is a chance to be able to have that kōrero to then be able to make an informed decision about yourself and what's best for you and your whānau. And and I think that's the most important thing too, is people want to actually talk through their fear and then come to a place around making a good decision.
And with all of this that's been happening so far, the mobilising and the encouragement for our whānau to come forward and make better decisions, what is sort of like the goal at the moment for someone in yourself in a leadership role to try and start doing more planning? Has this changed what your approach has been so far?
I would say no. I think Māori providers, since COVID came to Aotearoa, Māori providers have mobilised really fast. So we always knew and we were always prepping for it arriving in our communities and stuff like that. So for us, this isn't new or something that is new for us to do. What is hard is, and it's hard on our kaimahi, because, you know, you work really, really long hours, and when you have a case that appears in Kawhia, then you just mobilise and you have to work, you have to mahi. So I think for a lot of hauora providers is around how do we look after our own kaimahi and how do we make sure we don't burn them out?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, yeah. Yep, you go.
No, absolutely, and that is the case. We are worrying about those whānau and those communities out there, but to be able to provide these services to keep our whānau safe, we need people to work, and those human resources definitely do get exhausted. And we have been hearing considerable kōrero around that. And so has there been anything? Oh, give us a little kōrero about how yous have been able to look at preserving your whānau who are out there on the front line.
Actually is tapping into, and you will know this, when you go into a community, it's more the messenger than it is the message. So you have to actually go in with the right messenger, and usually it is someone from that community. So that makes our job easier. So, you know, we have to partner and have people that can front for us so that they open the doors for us to be able to do the mahi. So that helps our kaimahi. And I have to say, the generosity of people in the community has just been awesome. It's made our job a lot easier. So that's the first thing, I think, in terms of looking after our kaimahi. I think also you've got to give them a break. And actually, you've got to be aware, and I am aware that they've got whānau too. And the time that they are away from their own whānau, they're actually looking after, you know, other whānau. So you got to remember that. And the other thing too is one of the messages, you know, when it comes into a small community, people can gossip and say terrible things, and it's just to remind everybody, we've got to be kind to each other. And not focus on blaming. but actually focus on how can we help, how can we stop the spread of this, how can we get on top of it and keep our people safe.
Absolutely. Messaging has been a very significant part of trying to get our communities together, and unfortunately we do have two sides to the story. There are pros and cons, and a lot of that is that some of the messages that are having an influence on our people are not necessarily true and not necessarily positive. Thank you again for joining us. Do you have any final kōrero today in regards to your kaupapa and how it may potentially help our listeners here up in Te Tai Tokerau?
I know how good the hauora up there are, and I know, and I can imagine they're already mobilising and doing what they do, and our thoughts are with them.
And our thoughts are with you also. Nei rā te mea te kia koe te rina, me koutou koto koutou whānau whānui, hei mahi pautekaha ki te haka haumaru i a koutou katoa, ki roto i te rohe o kāwhia, no reira nei rā te mihi.
Kia ora.
Ai, ko te rina moke tērā, e koe a rā te kaihaka haere matua o Raukura Haura o Tainui, kei a rātou tētahi kēhi ki Wainganui a rātou ko kōrero kēia mō tō rātou mahi ohorere ki te haka haumaru i te rohe o kāwhia mā te mahi kotahi ki Wainganui a rātou me ngā mahi o ngā marae huri noa i te rohe o kāwhia. Kei a rātou te mahi tika ki te patu i tēnei ngāngara e ngau kino nei e a tātou katoa. Mō tēnei wā te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa te kaumāwhitu iratahi te iarere.